William Tausch.
Begins now. We're going to talk to Greg Gard. He's scheduled to appear at 11:15. So I want to, well, it doesn't happen very often on this show. I want to get to that on time. So, Jesse, I'm curious. I'm sure that there were some smart alecks that sent in some questions on the talking text line. But as you curated those, did you come across any that you thought, hey, that's a good question, we should ask Greg Gard that?
Yes, I did. So there's one from our buddy Eric in Green Bay.
E in the GB.
What are some things Badgers fans and you, Greg Gard, are looking forward to next year? Anyone standing out in the offseason program? Any recruits coming in? Like, what you are most looking forward to for next basketball season amid the stuff that's happened over the last couple of weeks where a lot of familiar names are no longer part of the program?
Glass half full kind of a question from E in the GB.
Yeah.
I wish we had more of those. I'm guessing we don't. But again, I think the climate that we find ourselves in, Tausch, I don't think Greg Gard is thoroughly enjoying what college basketball is right now either. And we've talked with him about this in the past, but it's, I didn't think this was possible, but I think it's gotten worse, right?
100% it's gotten worse.
Like, when we talked to him about it, previously we were hoping we were coming with solutions, and instead it's just gotten, the snowball has kept rolling downhill.
Yeah, and we've talked, you know, when you talk to any of the coaches over, you know, really in college basketball or just in general football, anyone that's doing NCAA, everybody saw this coming. And I can remember when Greg was on with us a couple of years ago, and he was discussing the, well, yeah, what this is going to do is nobody's going to have to deal with any adversity. Guys can just leave if they don't get the minutes that they want. And, you know, one of the great things about sports is that fighting through things, competing, and then coming out on the other side, there's nothing better when you kind of get knocked down and you get back up. And he took a ton of criticism when he was when he made those comments because, well, coaches can do this. And so I understand it. And again, I am not faulting the players for this. I'm not. I'm faulting the NCAA and the governing bodies for completely filling their pants and not having any diapers or anything to fix this whole thing. And now you're sitting here with a big old steaming pile of poop. And it's, okay, well, what are we going to do about it?
It's quite an analogy day to day.
That's kind of where we're at. Well, right now, that's where we're at. So nobody likes it. Nobody wants it. And it's the groups that can kind of figure out, well, what, how do we maneuver through this until somebody steps up and fixes it, because it is a system that's not working. And eventually, things dry up. So I don't know who is going to be that leader that does it, but somebody has to step into the breach and get this thing figured out.
Well, I hope that that actually at some point occurs. I'm not full of confidence that it's going to happen soon enough as we see this unfold. All right, we're going to get to Greg Gard on time. I want to remind you, I tell you all the time that Associated Bank is the official bank of the Packers. Well, guess what? It's also the official bank of Wisconsin Athletics. And you can show your Badgers pride, which I'm sure Gardo does every time he brings out his Let's Go Red debit MasterCard or his Let's Go Red checks. You'll score big by choosing a bank that delivers Wisconsin-based customer service, outstanding value, and more. And with the Let's Go Red checking account, you'll get 5 cents give back to Wisconsin Athletics every time you make a purchase. So every time you use your card, 5 cents to Wisconsin Athletics, and that adds up. You also get a 15% discount on Bucky's locker room purchases when you show your card or your checks. And you'll get that one-of-a-kind Let's Go Red debit MasterCard for use at millions of merchants worldwide. So go to associatedbank.com/badgers to find out more. Greg Gard scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Jesse's working to get in touch with Coach Gard while we wait for that to happen. the signature guarding against cancer event is May 3rd, which is right around the corner. And it appears that bright colors are the theme. You know, they did the, you guys did the cowboy. You're not aware of this, by the way?
No, you better start putting together your outfits. Cowboy theme, which I love the cowboy theme. That was, I think, my favorite of all of his themes. And then he's had, you know, great speakers that have come to it. But what are we calling this?
So I'm looking at the Guarding Against Cancer Facebook page. Because I like to prepare for these kinds of conversations. And sure, it's all folks in, like, bright colors. And here's my... You know that I've always wanted to go to this. It's usually the same weekend as the...
I have. Okay.
I do. Because I like Gardo a lot, and it supports the UW Carbone Cancer Center. These are all... This is a great event. I am not. I could not have done the cowboy outfit. I don't think that's a good look for me. But bright colors? You kidding me? It's right up my alley. So
fits
I'm a little
deal,
bit.
Huh?
I'm a little bummed that I'm not going. But bright oranges and pinks, purples, pastels. You do not even know that this is the theme. So that means you do not have your outfit ready.
No, I don't.
How does a fellow like yourself make a good choice when bright colors are involved, would you say?
Green jacket. You could go with, you know, with like a pink or salmon shirt. It's a good question. I am more of a, if you're a little heavier set, you typically go darker with clothing, and that's typically what I do. So this is not really in my comfort zone.
Black is slimming. Maybe next time it'll be black colors. Joining us now, he is the namesake of Guarding Against Cancer. You also hear him talk about J&K security across ESPN Madison. And he also coaches the Badgers men's basketball team. It is Greg Gard on Wildy and Tausch. Gardo, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm pissed.
Wow.
Which, by the way,
why is that?
Well, that's a word that I'm allowed to say, as opposed to your favorite COVID-19 TV show that you told us about while we were all on lockdown, and then we got in trouble for using that word from that show. I'm pissed about where college basketball is going. I love college basketball. We always talk about our biases on this show. You know that I hold you in high regard, and so I understand that you're probably even more frustrated, pissed, whatever you want to call it, that college basketball is at the crossroads it's at. We all know what's happened with the UW program and the guys that have left. I want you to help me understand how the hell we're going to fix this, because I want guys to get a piece of the very large multi-billion dollar pie that is college athletics. But I also want some sort of structure. We've talked about this in the past, and it just seems to be getting worse. Help me understand how we're going to get college basketball to function properly, please.
Well, it's not going to happen right now, Jason. We're going to have to operate as we have been in this world. And we can complain about it. We can point out everything that's wrong, but it's not going to change where we are right now. So we have to, as we are adapting, changing, and surviving in this world. Where does the resolution come from? I think that's probably a little ways down the road. Most likely coming from reform, whether it comes from the NCAA's standpoint, hand in hand with Congress. Obviously, there's a lot of things litigation-wise that are in play. You have a lot of states right now that are kind of going off on their own, as Virginia did a week ago. Tennessee's done it. There's other states that are following that same path that haven't come out yet in terms of their internal or state-by-state legislation. So there's not an answer. There's a lot of questions right now, as we all know. But all we've tried to focus on is, making sure we're in a good position in the current state. And when we can get to that reform day, we need to get there as soon as we can, obviously, but there's a lot of things in play that are either preventing it or have to happen before we can get to that resolution, and get to a point where we have whatever it may look like. Is it contracts? Is it salary caps? Is it arbitration? Is there players association, wherever? And I'm in the camp too of players should be compensated, but we're operating in an entity where there are no guardrails, are no rules, there's no finish line, and none of the other professional sports organizations, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, operate in this world. Quite frankly, you would never run a business like this. So we're, like I said, we can complain about it, but that's not going to solve the issue that we're, you know, where we're at right now. We just have to continue to firefight every day and make sure we're, you know, putting ourselves in the best position to be a good team coming forward, going forward.
All right. I don't want to spend the time you have with us entirely on this. I want to get to the Guarding Against Cancer event and how Tausch is going to look good in bright colors. And I want you to have time to give him grief. But I have to ask this. You said there are no guardrails. And yet, I think there are many of us that are Wisconsin alumni that are saying the Badgers are doing it right. They're following whatever, air quotes, rules there are. That NIL is not supposed to be an enticement. It's not just supposed to be, hey, here's a big bag of cash, come to our school. But others are not. So if there are really no ramifications, it would appear, is there any temptation when you and Mac talk to say, hey, if we're, until they come up with some sort of actual guidelines for this, we're falling behind because we're following the, air quotes, rules. Is there any discussion that you have to change your approach because everyone else is doing it?
I wouldn't say that we're not, I wouldn't say anybody's not following rules. There's so many avenues to this, Jason, that people on the outside don't understand. You know, it's really driven by the market of the players. And, you know, for, in terms of following rules, that really, yeah, there are programs that maybe color outside the lines. But at the end of the day, it's about the money and where the money goes to. So quite frankly, when it gets to a point where there's astronomical amounts of money involved, I don't blame the players for making sure that they are in a position where they can financially really take care of themselves and their family. I mean, anybody that is in any type of job, if you are offered an opportunity in a one-year window to double or triple your current salary, you would likely do it in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So we have to get out of the mindset of the days gone by. We have to forget about that. It was great. We're not there anymore. And we've got to figure out the best path going forward nationally to put ourselves in this best, in the best position where there is a, is it revenue sharing? I don't know what the answer is. Nobody has the answer. That's why we're sitting here in this position. But we'll continue to be competitive in the NIL world, but there is no ceiling. We've talked a lot about the floor being set with revenue sharing and those things, but the ceiling is what we don't have. And that's where, you know, it just becomes an arms race in terms of the astronomical amounts of money that, you know, you get to a point in time where you have to be fiscally responsible. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on the numbers that are thrown around. What you read is probably mostly true. Obviously, I've been on the inside, so I know exactly what's going on, and it's, you know, players are rightfully so, you know, taking advantage of opportunities put in front of them, and it's become a business almost overnight. So we have to continue to adjust and adapt, and I think we have, but the market has been moving, and this world has moved so fast just in the past year. And like I said, there's no finish line in sight. That's the scary thing about it. Until we get some reform in place and try to slow this down, we're going to continue to live in this atmosphere that we're in right now.
Yeah, Greg, the one, obviously AJ Storr came last year, and I'm assuming that was driven by money. And I don't think anyone from, you know, the Badger fans is looking at it. We understand. I think he got a big payday to leave. The Chucky Hepburn one is the one that I think stung all of us because he's been such a great player here. And for him, it's obviously financial related as well because I think he's had a good experience here. How did that whole thing play out for everybody that's trying to figure out? How, I'm assuming it's all money, and you don't have to get into the details of it, but does he come to you? Does he say, I have this opportunity? Because I'm sure he looks at you for advice as far as how to approach, like you said, this opportunity to have life-changing wealth come to him.
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned before, we have to transition out of the years gone by, the days of old. It is a very financially driven business right now, profession. And in large part, there are so many other hands at play in this with agents and runners and those things. So, you know, you lived in the professional sports world. You never talked to your head coach, Mark, about your contract. Just like, you know, agents handle all that. Agents to front offices, agents to agents. So a lot of this is done, you know, with the student athlete or the athlete in the pro ranks, not in the room. So it is. It's really quite simple. It's cut and dried. We're in a business where the financial rewards, if you're a player that can acquire that or have those type of opportunities in front of you, I don't blame players. It's going on all over the country. So this isn't, we were just immune to it longer than most here at Wisconsin. And that's why I've tried to convey we need to walk out of years gone by. We just avoided it longer than most programs did. But players, obviously the world is changing. Players are having more access to opportunities, and I don't blame them for, you know, moving in those areas where they can financially really make a difference in not only their lives but their families' lives.
Now, Greg, last one for me. I know you got to go. When you look at that and you get the understanding, and you said there's not a salary cap, there's nothing. Is it just that we have to just find ways, whether it's raising more NIL money because there is no ceiling, and you obviously want to keep really good players, but there's a limit to what can happen. So what are some of those we're not thinking in the past? How do you do this into the future to make sure Wisconsin stays as one of the top programs in the Big Ten?
Well, you continue to do what we've done over the last year, and we've raised, my staff and I have been extremely active in terms of raising NIL dollars and having people commit and back what we've been able to do. We were able to retain the majority of the roster from a year ago into this year, and that's what we're continuing to do here with this group. We've been able to retain, like you mentioned, other than Chucky and AJ. And like I said, I'm not going to dive into the details of their opportunities, but and then we're obviously in the market for replacing others, and then that's the world we're in. You're going to see turnover until there's some type of guardrails on this and reform. The opportunity for turnover for players to go be compensated or to improve their financial whereabouts is going to happen every year. So it's a constant stream of, you know, trying to retain as many as you can, but understanding you're most likely not going to retain everybody. Some are going to leave because of playing time. Some are going to leave because of NIL opportunities. Some are going to leave maybe a combination of both. And some are going to come for playing opportunities. Some are going to come for NIL opportunities. Some will be a combination of both. So you balance everything that you have in front of you, and we continue to push forward and, with the idea that at some point here down the road, there's going to be, some regulations and some reform put along around this where we're all playing out of the same playbook. Because right now we're not. I mean, from campus to campus, school to school, everybody is operating differently, and everybody views this differently. But you're trying to function in the world that you're in and the environment you're in at your specific school that keeps you in the upper echelon, and that's the mission that we're on right now.
All right, Gardo, I would have preferred not to spend all of our time with you talking about this, but it was hard to avoid. So I do want to end on a very positive note, and that, of course, is the Guarding Against Cancer event, which is coming up on May 3rd. Now, the closest I've come to attending was connecting you and Matt LaFleur, and then the two of you dropping me from the text chain and you guys continuing your conversation without me, which I'm not bitter about at all, but I was glad he was able to be a part of it last year. It is sold out for this year. So, A, how much are you looking forward to seeing Tausch in bright colors when he attends the event? And B, what if you're someone like me who looks great in bright colors, but it's too late to attend and you still want to help guarding against cancer? What can I do and others like me do to help the cause, since we won't be at the actual event looking good with Tausch?
Right. Well, Tausch in bright colors is going to be interesting because usually he's always dressed in black.
Pink.
Slim
combination
pink.
Johnny Cash.
Yep.
Yes. So him and pink or lime green or whatever he may choose or Sarah may choose for him is going to be interesting to see. And if your point, Willie, if you want to help, go to guardingagainstcancer.org. You can find ways to help across the board there, whether it's a donation or other events that we'll be doing around the state going forward. But, guardingagainstcancer.org is the best way to go if you can't attend here in a couple weeks. And I'm looking forward to seeing – I'll make sure, Jason, you get pictures of Tausch in whatever he shows up in that day.
Yes, well, if someone comes and triples my salary, I'm dropping him like a hot potato, too. All right, so and you have your outfit chosen. Do you have your outfit chosen?
I do. It's on the way. It hasn't arrived
Ooh.
Yet, but I have a pretty good idea.
So we're thinking like Dumb
like
and Dumber.
Might be a Dumb and Dumber type deal. That's what I was just thinking. Oh, God.
I'm not letting any secrets out of the bag.
Tausch and I are at this alarming point where we're finishing each other's sentences, and it just happened again. So we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Gardo.
All right,
we appreciate
thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course.
Thanks,
Greg Gard, the men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin.
Hey, Greg liked the old days when Wilde was trying to slip him like cassette tapes and VHS tapes of walk-on kids that he thinks he could bring. And now he's trying to wrangle up $800K to keep players in town. I think for as much as we gave you grief when Greg was hired, we first had him on, and you tried to push your nephew's cousin to be a walk-on.
Nephew, yeah.
I think Gardo would love to have it back to those days.
There's a joke to be made about the roster openings, and maybe they should be taking the cassettes and VHS tapes, but I won't make that right now. Again, you can visit Guarding Against Cancer. That's G-A-R-D, as in Greg Gard, ingagainstcancer.org to find out more about their efforts. There is information about the event. It is going to be a brightly colored one. I am very eager to see what Tausch ends up wearing, so I appreciate Gardo letting me know that he'll make sure some photos are available once that event occurs on May 3rd. But there's lots of other ways to get involved, so go to guardingagainstcancer.org. We'll talk a little bit about what Gardo said. Tausch and I will next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got
thanks again to Greg Gard. I wish we had more time, but he's got a lot going on, including not only filling out his roster, but getting ready
for
together
the basketball.
Sounds like another instance of you finishing my sentence. I won't do this to you when you tell us about AmFam and what they've got going on with the Badgers. I'll let you finish the entirety of every sentence you have on that.
All right, Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience next season at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2024 season. You and a friend, pregame, sideline, or courtside passes, tour of the facility, tons of great Badger merchandise to support your Wisconsin Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
All right, so I really didn't want it to be all about that. Like, usually when he's on, we have fun with him, right? And we had a little bit of fun, maybe at your expense, on what your outfit is going to be. But it's I don't know how you can responsibly have Greg Gard on your radio show and not make the focus the way things have played out over the last several weeks with his basketball program and the transfer portal and NIL and the kind of money that AJ Store and it appears Chucky Hepburn are getting. Now, notice he did not talk about the financial aspects with some of the other players in the transfer portal, right? Because I don't think that those were the primary issues with those guys.
No, Connor, Seagen left because he was in
it. He wants to play.
And I think I would bet he probably had to take a little bit of a pay cut to go to Nebraska if I was a betting person.
So I just think it's really important, and I thought he was very good and very honest about it. But I'm sorry. If there aren't going to be guardrails, pardon the pun, then you got to start playing the game the way everybody else is playing it, or many other schools are playing it. That would be my argument. Until they decide that they're going to have real rules, then you're by being, I don't want to say moral.
So you think that the Wisconsin Badgers are coloring just in the middle? They're not even going up to the lines where Greg said there's some teams coloring out. So you think we're too center-focused and not even going out to the lines?
Look, I want my alma mater, and I want people to do the right thing. And I think if we're being honest, getting players to come to your school while they are still at another school by offering them a bunch of money is not right. It may not be explicitly forbidden, but it doesn't make it right. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Like,
yeah, I don't agree with it though. I mean, if somebody's going to pay Chucky Hepburn $800,000,
right,
then Wisconsin has to figure out, all right, do we have the resources to pay $750,000 for one season of Chuck Hepburn? Those are decisions you'd hope you don't make. I thought one of the interesting things he said there was there's no business that would run that way.
Correct.
You don't just go ahead and say, well, we'll buy all this and you know, hopefully it'll work itself out. There is a reason businesses want their fixed costs. So they understand what they have to charge people. So if you're going to start doing this,
uh-huh,
and let's say you're going to pay Chucky $800,000, and the reports were, and I thought it was really interesting that Greg said, usually when you hear somebody say the reports are out there and a lot of it's BS, that's not what he said.
No, he
did basically
not.
Is leading into the breadcrumb saying, oh, you see the reports out there and they're true.
Right.
That means
that's how much he
AJ
got.
Storr's trying to get $1 million to $1.5 million to play for a season. Is that juice worth the squeeze? No. I don't think it is.
Unless
somebody thinks it is.
Right. Unless you own an orange grove and you have unlimited juice that you can squeeze, where some of these programs do, right? I mean, Kansas, again, I don't know what their financial picture is, but Kansas basketball is all that Kansas is about, right? I mean,
why is Iowa? He's got Belaga. It's got an orange grove, and Iowa's men's basketball team is in worse shape than ours is.
Yeah, I don't think they've reached out to Brian for any of his juice. But my point is that
I would bet that they have.
And he said, "No, I'm going to keep my juice." The bottom line is, if the rule is or the concept is supposed to be that you get to campus and then they set you up with opportunities to use your name, image, and likeness to make money, that is not what's occurring. And if you are following those guidelines in your approach, and you're re-recruiting your guys and renegotiating how much they're getting in NIL money so they can keep more so you get them to stay, my inkling is that Chucky Hepburn had a decent deal to stay in Madison. And then along came his next school. Is that out there yet officially or no? I don't think it is. I think we all kind of know where he's going. But school X comes along and offers significantly more, and suddenly now he's leaving. And so my issue is, what are you going to do if you're the Badgers? I want you to listen to one of the things Gardo said again, because I thought this was interesting. He talked about how every campus is different. And basically, you have to survive in advance. You have to survive until there's actual rules. Here's Greg Gard.
You balance everything that you have in front of you, and we continue to push forward. And, you know, with the idea that at some point here down the road, there's going to be, you know, some regulations and some reform put along around this where we're all playing out of the same playbook. Because right now we're not. I mean, from campus to campus, school to school, everybody is operating differently, and everybody views this differently. But you're trying to function in the world that you're in and the environment you're in at your specific school that keeps you in the upper echelon, and that's the mission that we're on right now.
My other thing is, and you said this earlier in the week or maybe late last week, whenever it was, but at what point do even the deep-pocketed schools where their donors are willing to pony up a million plus for AJ Store. If you're not getting the return on your investment as a donor, at what point are they saying, I'm not going to keep paying for this stuff?
So it's interesting you ask that, because Texas A&M is the king of the NIL money deal. Like, I think they, Nick Saban came swinging at them a couple years ago. They have all that oil money, all that other stuff. And they just bought out Jimbo Fisher and gave him $76 million to say deuces be.
Uh-huh.
I would much rather pay AJ Store 1.2 or Chucky 800 than pay Jimbo Fisher 75 mil.
So not work here.
Trev Alberts goes down and takes over, and they just fired a bunch of staff. It's too bloated. The athletic department was too bloated, because they're going to have to start streamlining some things, because the days of just free flow, whatever you want to do, it's over. You now have to kind of repurpose and take the revenue that you used to count as budget for your deal. Now you no longer have it where labor is just room and board and food. Now it's going to be room and board and food, and you're going to be paying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how that changes, we don't know. But the idea that it's just going to keep going, when Texas A&M has decided that they can't keep up, that's when you know there's monster issues ahead, because they just decided they needed to make a bunch of cuts. So I think that, you know, that idea of tipping point, we're here. It's there. And I think Greg just let you know, for all of us that love the Rose Bowl and winning Rose Bowls, that era's dead. For all of us that love the idea of, oh, come and develop and work and get good, and then you become a stud, a Frank Kaminsky type, where you start off and you're this, and then you get to this point. Frank Kaminsky probably would have been worth $3 or $4 million in the open market. I would hope Wisconsin would have found a way to do it. I don't know if they would have. And those days, Greg just told you, if that's what you love, today's gas prices ain't tomorrow's. Yesterday's basketball team eating pancakes ain't going to keep you full today. That's where we're at.
Also, there's got to be a poop reference somewhere after the pancakes now, because that was another one of the analogies.
It's
or
not
we
often the show comes full circle, but we just did it.
All right. Well, Johnson & Sons Paving, fortunately, is not, you're not entering the transfer portal to leave Wilde and Tausch to join the Johnson & Sons Paving team at triple your salary. You're going to basically be a one-day intern, and then they're going to say, no, Jason, you can keep Tausch. We don't need his help on our projects anymore.
I'm guessing that's what's going to happen, but it is going to be a heck of a day when we do it. And who wants a visit with old T? Well, I hope it's y'all. Johnson & Sons Paving invited me out to one of their job sites this summer, and it could be with your business. If you book an appointment before May 31st, you can see old T out there with the crew. Johnson & Sons Paving has over two decades of experience and are ready for the challenge that winter leaves behind. And you know what I'm talking about. Pothole City, USA. If you got potholes, get a hold. We will get out there. We're going to asphalt that bad boy up, or we're going to completely replace it. That's one of the specialties of Johnson & Sons Paving. So go to johnsonandsonspaving.com. I've already got my little pamphlet. I got my vest. I got one more big old gift that we're going to do, I think, tomorrow, that Johnson & Sons has done, that I hope I get to do on the job site when I come out. Again, you can have me join you. Just go to johnsonandsonspaving.com.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Dancing around that college bar these days, I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
We're in a business where the financial rewards, if you're a player that can acquire that or have those type of opportunities in front of you, I don't blame players. And it's going on all over the country. So this isn't, we were just immune to it longer than most here at Wisconsin. And that's why I've tried to convey, we need to walk out of years gone by. We just avoided it longer than most programs did.
That is Greg Gard. You'll be able to hear the entirety of his interview across ESPN Wisconsin's Wisconsin On Demand, or wherever you get your podcast. Tausch, before we go, are you playing Prize Picks tonight again? Are you going to dabble?
Yeah, I'm going to jump back on the horse.
Okay, I'm not afraid.
Again, I'm going to Prize Picks. It's America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million active members, and it's simple. More or less on 2 to 6 players, and you got the major. You have baseball with innings, the first inning thing. I love that. But then you have some hoops tonight that you can get into. You got some hockey that you can jump into. Download the app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So, do we get anywhere? We always talk about solving problems around here. We definitely didn't. We basically are going to wait until we find out more, and there's someone else that puts guardrails in place. We just have to survive until then, right?
Well,
that's where we're at.
The little secret that nobody really wants to talk. Basketball is it may be in the back seat. They might even be in the trunk.
Mm.
Football is going to be driving his bus. Football will solve all. Football is going to figure it out, and then basketball is going to jump in the car when football figures it out. And I think that's going to look a lot like the NFL and the system that they have in place. And I don't know what the timeline on that's going to be, but basketball understands its place, whereas I think a lot of us love March Madness and everything else, and that's great. But they are in the trunk waiting for the football folks to figure out how this is going to be structured moving forward.
How long do you think we'll be waiting?
Great question. I don't think this is going to be sustainable for more than a year or two, and I think this year you're seeing great coaches hang it up. So I think that it's going to need to be done. I think you're going to have one more year of this, and then I think it's going to be – I think you're going to see the big conferences – align themselves and set a system in place football-wise, and then basketball is going to jump back in the car.
All right, that's it for us today. Okay, we'll see. I hope you're right. Sooner the better. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow as we preview the Packers draft and the first round of the NFL draft. I hope we're going to do our post-it notes tomorrow. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
I have my guy, but it's not a first-round pick.
Ooh.
But I have my guy.
It's a tease. I don't think that's how we're doing
it. It doesn't
this.
Have to be a first. No, post-it notes don't have to be the first pick, do they?
They didn't make draft day 2 and 3 of the NFL draft.
Well, they should have. That's how you build. That's why the Browns stink, because they just go and then they figure it out. You know, I digress.
Yeah, Ron Wolf had a post-it note that said, Tauscher no matter what, in round 7. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Retired a year later.